The Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is visiting Turkey for the first time since the 2018 murder of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul. Relations between the two countries have been tense since the killing, but regional and financial challenges have forced Ankara and Riyadh to repair their ties. Let's get more on this. We can speak to Rasul Serdar, who is live for us in Ankara. So talk us through the significance of this trip.
Well, it is a major step in repairing strained relations between Saudi Arabia and Turkey. So the relationships between these two Muslim powerhouses in the region have been strained after the Arab Spring in 2011. These two countries have supported different political movements across the region, and Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Egypt. So the actors that Turkey is supporting in the region as a threat to the balance of the power in the region. And then in 2017, a blockade over one of the key ally of Turkey, Qatar, has been declared by the Gulf countries. And that has further pushed the two countries, Saudi Arabia and Turkey, apart. However, it was the killing of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Kingdom's consulate in Istanbul in 2018 that firmly shut down the relations between the two countries. Turkey has launched a case against 26 Saudi suspects, and Saudi Arabia responded by boycotting Turkish products, putting a pressure over the Turkish economy. However, last year, Turkey has initiated or embarked on a diplomatic push to reset its relations with Saudi Arabia. And then an Istanbul court has just halted the trial in absentia of these 26 Saudi suspects, paving the way for a meeting between the Turkish and the Saudi leaders. In the same month, we have seen that Erdogan went to Riyadh and met the King Salman and the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as well. And now Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, is returning this visit, and it's being seen as another step in the normalization of the relations between Ankara and Riyadh.
And Rasul, are we actually expecting anything concrete to come out of this meeting?
Well, now in Turkey, with a soaring inflation that is exceeding 70% and an economic crisis just a year before the presidential election, Ankara is hoping to sign a currency swap deal with Riyadh by this way that it can ease the pressure on the economy and also to secure the Saudi investments in the country. And in return, Saudi Arabia is facing increasing challenges from Iran and its proxies in the region. So Saudi Arabia is seeking to acquire Turkey's Bayraktar drones, which have gained an international acclaim over their widespread use in Libya, Syria, Nagorno-Karabakh, and now in Ukraine. So today, a Turkish official that I have spoken to said that this the visit of Crown Prince is going to complete this normalization of the normalization of the relations between the two countries. So the visit is going to signal whether these aspirations from both sides are going to be achieved and whether the improvement of the relationship between Ankara and Riyadh is going to be that much big.
Thank you for that. Rasul Serdar there for us in Ankara.